Bats are extremely important to our environment. They're very efficient at insect control. They have a fierce appetite. One little brown bat can catch up as and eat as many as 1,000 mosquito-sized insects in 1 hour. That's one bat. My houses, the single chamber will hold between 50 and 75 bats. The four chamber will hold between 200 and 250 bats. They're certified by Bat Conservation International, which is an outstanding organization. Their sole intent is to educate the people of the world about the importance of bat and how they play an important part in our environment.
All right, talk a bit about the design of the house here. What makes your house unique?
Bat Conservation International has done years of research, and they've compiled the data, the criteria that goes into, it lends itself to the success of a bat house. I have yet to see a commercially produced bat house that is the correct size or color. Chamber spacing is important. For our climate up here, you want flat black because of the heat absorption. The further south you go in the United States, the lighter the house gets. Parts of Arizona, you want a white bat house.
Oh.
And like I say, bats are so important to our environment. They're very efficient at insect control, and besides, they're very cute.
You may get some argument on that one. but they do have kind of a bad reputation.
They do have a bad reputation, and that is also aiding in people's fears of and annihilating the bats. The white nose syndrome is horrible. It's just taking a terrible toll on the bat population. It started out east and it's moving further and further west. I'm not by any means a biologist. I get my information from Bat Conservation International, and I can't say enough good about them. It's an excellent organization. I would encourage people to join them. I am a member, and I try to donate as much money as I can. Bats are so extremely important to our environment.
Talk a bit about the white nose syndrome. This is a real challenge, I know, and they really haven't deciphered everything about it yet, have they?
No, they haven't. They're not sure where it's coming from. They know it's traveling, and I understand now it's jumped from bat species to another bat species from the one it started in out in the eastern part of the United States. It's very scary because we're losing bats at just an alarming rate, and we shouldn't. They are so beneficial to the environment. Some bats in the tropics, I understand, pollinate plants, which is obviously very important. I would encourage people to read more on bats and try to understand bats more and how beneficial they are to us. And please check out Bat Conservation International.
All right. And if they'd like more information on your bat houses?
They could certainly contact me at www.bestbathouses.com.